Welcome to the Allison Lombatis Show, a podcast to help women discover and rediscover their confidence and style. I'm Allison Lombatis, and I am delighted to have you joining me today. In the last episode, I shared the first pillar of my style philosophy, which is you are worthy. If you didn't catch it yet, be sure to go back and give it a listen. It's a powerful pillar that all of the others build upon. But today, I'm talking about the second pillar, another powerful one. Style is a skill. These philosophies have created the foundation of my beliefs as a style psychology expert, and I am excited to share them with you today. It has been a game changer in the way I think about style or any other thing that I wasn't born naturally good at. And if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take a moment to do it now. I've got an incredible lineup of episodes for you in the coming weeks that include one-on-one coaching sessions with women just like you, expert guests, as well as for the first time, I'll be sharing my own style story, and I don't want you to miss a thing. I want you to think back to the very first time you got on a bike. And if you can't remember, because honestly, I'm not sure I can, that was a really long time ago, but we'll imagine it together. I would imagine that most of us were grinning ear to ear and we couldn't wait to hop up into the banana seat on that shiny bike with those handlebar streamers in a dream that you would immediately pedal off into the horizon to explore. The world was your oyster, right? But what likely happened that very first time instead? You fell down or you crashed. Your ego and possibly your knee was a little bit bruised. I still have a scar on my right knee. But you got back up and you tried again. You saw older siblings or neighbor kids doing it and you knew it was possible, so you kept trying. And eventually, one day, it happened. You felt the wind in your hair, you explored the neighborhood and beyond, and you ruled the streets with your bike gang friends. It was a glorious time to be alive. When we were young, everything was new and something that you had to learn. From learning how to eat with utensils, to walk, talk, run, ride a bike, read, and drive a car, we all had to commit time and dedication to perfecting these abilities. But it also took something else that tends to decline as we get older, the willingness to be vulnerable. While there are studies that show that as we age, physical changes happen to the brain that make learning harder, I think the bigger thing that holds adults back from trying something new is the fear of failure. And as we age, we are less willing to be vulnerable, to make mistakes, to risk getting it wrong, to do something poorly, to essentially suck at something new. I mean, what will our family, friends, and peers think? And I totally relate to this. We have a piano in the front room of our house. And every time someone new comes to visit, they always ask, "Who plays piano?" And sheepishly, I'll answer, "Well, I guess me, but very poorly." For the better part of 35 years, I've stopped and started learning more times than I can count. Each time losing confidence and getting frustrated with myself when I can't master this skill. If unlocking confidence has been a struggle for you too, I want to encourage you to step into a growth mindset. The only way to learn is to make mistakes. And this truth applies to style just as it applies to learning how to ride a bike. You wouldn't punish a child for falling off their bike, so don't punish yourself for experimenting with a style or a look that's outside your comfort zone and possibly missing the mark. Mistakes are okay. They are proof that we're learning. Be open to accepting the lesson and move on. As for piano, I'll keep trying and trying again, and I've been approaching learning to speak Spanish the same way. Little by little, day by day, I'm getting a little bit better and growing in my confidence. Who knows if I'll ever truly be fluent, but that's not going to stop me from trying. Here's what I believe. I believe that style is a skill that anyone can learn. For the longest time, I believe that some people were just born with a natural sense of style, and unfortunately, I wasn't one of them. It took until my 30s for me to realize that style is actually a skill that can be learned. And from that moment on, I became determined to crack the code on my personal style. The first step I took was to invest time in figuring out what styles I genuinely liked. The easiest way you can do this yourself is to head over to Pinterest and pin the first 20 to 30 outfits that you really like. Don't put any thought into why you like them, just pin them. As I did this and looked through the outfits that resonated with me, I started to identify the elements and aesthetics that appealed to my personal taste. Next, I looked at my existing wardrobe with fresh eyes. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the clothes that I had, I saw them as a canvas for creating new outfits. I started experimenting with different combinations of items I already owned based on the outfit combinations that I liked on Pinterest. As I continued to explore and refine and practice, my confidence in styling grew, and I began to understand how certain patterns, colors, and silhouettes work together to create cohesive looks that I adored and felt confident in. Start paying attention to the outfits you like and identify the elements you see repeated. These are the keys to unlocking your personal style and the vibe that resonates with you. Then start playing in your closet and creating looks that mimic that style. If you realize you don't have what you need, add missing items to your shopping list so you can shop with intention. I believe that closet contentment does not come from adding more to your wardrobe. It comes from curating your clothing with intention. So, how do you curate your wardrobe with intention? First, you stop shopping because you're bored or because you found a good deal or you're needing that quick dopamine hit. Switch to buying clothes with intention and shop with a purpose, because it fills a gap in your wardrobe, because it makes you feel confident, and because it will serve you well. And trust me, we've all been there. We're lured by the shiny promise of that quick fashion fix. Buy this Amazon top or these shoes and you're going to finally be happy with your style. And while the thrill of a new purchase can be exhilarating, more often than not, these must-have items just end up gathering dust in our closets while we reach for our tried and true favorites. Often, the problem isn't that you don't have the right clothes. The problem is that you're trying to fix an emotional struggle with a physical solution. Let that sink in. Your relationship with your wardrobe is about more than just your clothes. It's about how you see yourself, how you want to express yourself, and how you show up in the world. Instead of adding more to an already overwhelming closet situation, adding to decision fatigue when you want to get dressed, why not take that step back? Look at what you already have. Which pieces do you love and why? Which ones make you feel good every time you put them on? Start noticing. Then rather than chasing after the latest trends, focus on defining your personal style, what makes you feel confident, comfortable, and authentically you. Build a wardrobe that reflects that. I believe that building a solid foundation of closet staples, those classic timeless pieces you can wear season after season, year after year, is the key to unlocking wardrobe confidence. I can't stress this enough. Build your basics. Then add a few seasonal trends to keep your wardrobe fresh. This has been my philosophy for over a decade, and it is the basis of my Outfit Formula style program as well. Most Outfit Formula's members report that after a year of membership, they have built a solid wardrobe foundation, and anything they buy after that time is usually a want versus a need. If you don't have the right basics, it's really challenging to create outfits. It's like trying to bake a cake without flour, sugar, and eggs. It just falls flat. I love to apply meal planning principles to wardrobe building. Think of your closet staples as pantry staples that you always have on hand. Your trends are the fresh items you add in seasonally. So, what are some of the closet staples I recommend? Honestly, this will vary slightly based upon your lifestyle, but for my casual work from home life, I love great fitting denim in any wash, plus gray, white, and black. Good quality basic tees and tops in your best neutrals like white, gray, black, taupe, and brown. Toppers to complete your outfits like neutral cardigans, a denim jacket, and a moto jacket. footwear. It's got to work for your lifestyle, but taupe and black ankle boots, white sneakers, neutral flats and sandals, and of course heels if you need them for work. And lastly, some timeless accessories like stud and hoop earrings, plus a delicate necklace in your choice of metal and neutral purses in black and brown. I'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite closet staples? If you're watching on YouTube, then please drop them in the comments below. I believe that shopping is not bad when done with intention. I recently had a few videos go viral on social media where I tell women to stop shopping. Then a few videos later, I shared a video about new seasonal trends. Immediately, I got backlash saying, I thought we weren't supposed to shop. I never said that. I said to stop shopping temporarily so you can take stock of your wardrobe, because you have to know what you have in order to know what you need. So focus on being a closet curator, not a caught-up consumer. Don't shop because you're bored, you found a good deal, or you're looking for that quick dopamine hit. And switch to buying clothes with intention because they fill a gap in your wardrobe, they make you feel confident, and they serve you well. We're looking for those magical unicorn pieces, and they're what we call our heck yes items. Which brings me to, I believe that if it's not a heck yes, it's a no. Don't settle when shopping for clothes or anything else in life for that matter. Because if you don't love it, you won't wear it, and it'll just be a waste of your money. Ask me how I know? I spent years buying pieces that were just kind of meh. Then I never wanted to wear them because I ignored my gut. Pay attention in the dressing room to how you feel and what you do when you try something on for the first time. Were you giddy with excitement when you looked in the mirror, or did you immediately start tugging and pulling at the material or the fabric to get it to lie a certain way? Your gut reaction is usually right, so pay attention to your first reaction instead of trying to convince yourself that it's right for you. My only caveat to this belief is pay attention to the difference between something being a no because it's not the right item or not your style, versus something initially feeling like a no only because it's outside your comfort zone. This is such an important distinction to make because a style or color or fit that you've never tried before is going to feel a little off at first. But that's only because it's new to you, not necessarily because it's a no. I believe that your personal style is something fun to be explored and embraced. Our taste is ever evolving, and style is an excellent opportunity to try new things. Style is meant to be fun and creative, so don't focus on trying to look like everyone else. Figure out what makes you feel confident. Is it a specific style, like classic preppy or street style casual? Is it boho, maybe flirty? Do you have a signature style that you are or you want to be known for, like statement earrings or fun glasses, eclectic shoes, or my personal favorite right now, puffy sleeves? The cool thing is, now is the time to focus on this. You may not have had the opportunity to explore your personal style during your formative years for reasons outside of your control. I want you to know it is never too late to dive in and discover what works for you. I believe that age-appropriate style is a myth. Oh boy, this one gets me in trouble. One of the most common questions I get asked from women is about age-appropriate style. They'll ask me, are skinny jeans appropriate, or am I too old to wear leather pants? And my response is always the same. Forget about age-appropriate and focus on what's you appropriate. I firmly believe that you are never too old or too young to wear what makes you feel good. If you're trying to determine if something feels you appropriate, then ask yourself these three questions. First, does this outfit boost my confidence and make me feel stylish? Because confidence is key here. And if you feel like $1 million, you are always on the right track. Second, does it fit well and flatter my body? Dressing stylishly does not mean dressing uncomfortably. So don't squeeze into something just because it's trendy, and don't settle for oversized clothes because they feel safer. Third, what message am I sending the world about myself through my style? Remember, your clothes are an expression of yourself, so what do you want yours to say about you? If you want to look polished, you're probably not going to wear joggers and a big sweatshirt. And the same goes for if you're wanting to be perceived as edgy or feminine. Leather pants and a floral skirt give off very different impressions. Neither are wrong or inappropriate. It just really depends on your personal preference. And if your outfit passes these three checkpoints, then without a doubt, it's you appropriate. There is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to style. If you love denim shorts and leather jackets, then wear them. And if you're nervous about how it looks, then snap a selfie and ask a friend or your teenage daughter. The selfie never lies, and neither do teenage daughters. Just like with any new skill, the easiest way to learn what works best for your body and lifestyle is through trial and error and experimentation. If you take nothing else from today's episode, it's that I want to encourage you to experiment and play in your clothes. If you step out of the house feeling awesome, then you've nailed your look, no matter what anyone else might say. I believe that style is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Give yourself grace. Let go of perfection. There is literally no fashion police. And hey, not every outfit will be a winner. The most important thing is that you are trying something new and having fun. Fashion just isn't meant to be all that serious. And the good news is, tomorrow is a new day with a clean slate to try again. I would love to hear your thoughts on learning new skills and discovering your style. What is your personal litmus test for identifying those heck yes items? Did any tidbit from today's episode resonate with you? If you learned something new, let me know. Let's open a dialogue and connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as Allison Lombatis, and I'd love to hear from you. If you share your own thoughts about vulnerability, learning new skills, or exploring style on social media, then please tag me. I'd love to see it and cheer you on. You've just listened to the Allison Lombatis Show. For show notes and links, go to allisonlombatis.com/podcast. I would be honored if you'd take a moment to subscribe, review, and share the show. By doing so, you are empowering more women to discover their confidence. I also want to invite you to take control of your style and confidence in two ways you can get started today. The DIY option, pick up my book at your local library or any bookstore. I'll link it in the show notes for you. It's called The Ultimate Book of Outfit Formulas. It includes resources like my closet staples shopping list for every season of the year, tips for defining your own personal style, and a deep dive on the concept of outfit formulas. Second, if you want help to get results immediately and could use a supportive community of thousands of women to lean on and learn from, check out my style program, Outfit Formulas. Head to allisonlombatis.com/podcast for an exclusive listener discount code to get started today. Remember, you are worthy, style is a skill anyone can learn, and closet contentment is possible. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in.